You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Dombo, also known as Not a Mouse. I'm going to show you how you can delete your iPhone call history or just specific calls in general. So why does this pertain to you or to me, whatever that might be? There might be a number of reasons why you want to do that. But first, let me go ahead and open up my phone app here so I can show you what I'm talking about in terms of what is call history.
Phone. Double tap to open.
Within your phone, let's go ahead and double tap this so I can show you what is in the phone app itself.
Phone.
And let's go to the bottom right-hand corner of the screen here.
Tab bar. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 5.
Is your favorite, which is the first one of the tab on the far left, bottom left. Now, the next one next to this and to the right of this, as you swipe to the right.
Selected. Recents. Tab. 2 of 5.
Is your recent tab. Now, if you double tap that, as you hear there, it's already selected. So if yours is not selected, go ahead and do one finger double tap on that. Now, let's go to the top of the screen here, and I'm going to show you what's involved in this particular recent area.
Edit button.
As we swipe to the right and analyze and what's on the screen itself, the edit button is always at the top left-hand corner there. As you swipe to the right.
Selected. All. Button. 1 of 2. Missed. Button. 2 of 2.
So what's in this area is that every time you place a call or receive a call, it gets placed in the call history area. So let me show you an example what mine looks like.
Recents. Heading. John Gassman. Outgoing. 1 call. Mobile. May 20th, 2024 at 5:47 p.m. Button. Angela Knight Domville. Incoming. 1 call. iPhone. May 20th, 2024 at 2:32 p.m. But St. Luke East Medical Group. Outgoing. 1 call. Work. May 16th, 2024 at 11:05 a.m. Button. Plus 1-4-0-7-9-3-9-5-2-7-7. Outgoing. 1 call. Lake Buena Vista. FL. May 8th, 2024 at 5:43 p.m. Button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So we have all these things that you have done. So you see that I called John and received a call from my wife, and then I made a call to my doctor's office, and then you heard the last one is the Walt Disney World that I called to make some additional reservation and things like that. So the point is that all this gets stored up and stacked up on your call history. So if it's something that you do want to kind of clean up, now some of you, I get it, you just leave it as is and it doesn't affect you by any means to have all these call history, great. For some, you may want to clean this up for one reason or another. So really, it used to be where I was working and I would, or sometimes it does happen to where I want to keep some of the call history, just kind of just knowing that, oh yeah, I did call this person, or sometime I come back, I need to call this person, whatever not, they didn't answer or whatever not. Or you can just say, hey, I did call you on this day and you did call me on this day, whatever that is. So if you want to clean these up, so let's just take this Walt Disney World, for example. I don't need that. If you just want to delete one by one, you just simply just swipe down.
Delete.
And that gives you the option to delete it. Now, for a additional bonus, if you swipe down one more time.
Block and report junk.
If you ever get a call that you do not want, you can swipe down and hit block and report junk. So that means if that person ever calls again, it will not show up on this list. It will be blocked. And plus, you're reporting it to your carrier service to say, I want to port this as junk. So if that happens a lot and a lot of people do the same thing and report it, they will block it from their end. So in this case, I just want to delete it. So I'll swipe back up.
Delete.
And double tap.
Performed action. Delete. Walmart Pharmacy. Outgoing. 1 call. Phone. May 8th, 2024 at 5:41 p.m. Button.
So that gets removed and now you have the next one. You can just simply just swipe down and delete one by one all the way down until you find. But if you're like myself, there is a ton of call history here. It's just too much for me to just go delete, 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 delete. Kind of take too much time. Well, there's a simpler way to do this. So let's go back to the top left-hand corner here.
Edit button.
Well, we had the edit button. Double tap that.
Thomas Domville, name, and photo button.
Now, if you swipe to the right, you're going to hear these following options.
Select button. Dismiss context menu button.
So what we need to do, you need to go to the select button. So let's go back to the select button.
Select button.
Double tap that.
John Gassman, outgoing, one call, mobile, May 20th, 2024 at 5:47 p.m. button.
So what we got here is that you have all the call history now. Now what happens here, it allows you to select which one you want. So I can just do one finger double tap on John.
John Gassman, block and report junk button. Delete button.
And then you get the option to block or delete. That's one way of doing it. Or let's do what I like to do, and I like to do a clean slate. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the top left-hand corner here.
Done button.
And go to the right.
Selected all button, one of two.
And I am going to double tap select all.
Selected all, one of two. Missed button, two of two. Clear button.
And go to the clear button, double tap that.
Alert, clear all recents button.
This is how you clear everything out if you want to have a complete clean slate. And that way it's more manageable and whatnot. So I'll go ahead and do that.
Edit button.
And now as you swipe to the right.
Selected all button. One of missed button. Two of two. Recents. Heading. No recents.
And now it has all been cleaned off. So the point of this podcast is I know it's mostly going to be for our beginners out there, and for some that may not know that you can clear the whole thing at once. I found this option just a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? You just don't think about it, and I just forgot that how you can clear the whole call history at once, and that saved me a lot of times of going down and having to erase each and every one of them. But the point is this is how you can do and evaluate where you want to do if you want to delete a single selected calls and keep it for keepsakes, whatever not, but it's a nice way of keeping things clean. And not that it takes a lot of space at all. It doesn't take a lot of space on your iCloud, but nonetheless, if you have thousands and thousands and thousands of history, it might clean up just a little bit and save you just a little bit of an itty bitty space that you could free up on your iPhone. But in the end, you have a nice clean recent call history and it's more manageable to read. All right, so that is how to delete your iPhone call history and selected calls. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.